The Run Home with Ox and Marco.
Yep, I'll be going back to Melbourne to be with my family and friends.
There is Jake Lever speaking to Channel 7 full interview on 7 News after 6 o'clock. Brett Burton is Adelaide's head of football and has been good enough to join us. Brett, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Obviously expecting this, Brett.
Oh, look, we've known in recent weeks that Jake intimated to us that he'd make a decision to go back to Melbourne. So, we've known that for a little while.
What do you believe his motivations are, Brett?
Pretty clear on his motivations. That he's, in our discussions with him, he's very comfortable with the Adelaide Footy Club and being a good environment to play his best footy. And with his partner, that they're happy in Adelaide. But it's pretty clear that it's the financially motivated decision.
So when you say financially motivated to come back, in terms of the offer that you guys put to him, have to give us a figure. But obviously, you thought it was competitive enough for him to stay.
Yeah, absolutely. The offer that we put to him was a very lucrative offer, and that would have had him in the top few paid in our footy club. And in discussions with his management, they've had an offer tabled by another footy club that would have made him the highest paid footy club player that the Adelaide Footy Club would be able to match it.
Did Jake confirm that Melbourne is his club of preference?
He has confirmed that he'd like to go to the Melbourne Footy Club. Obviously, what we'll do now is do what's best in the best interest of the Adelaide Footy Club and negotiate with whoever provides us for the best value.
Okay, so he said he wants to go to Melbourne. Have you had other Victorian-based clubs come to you, Brett, wanting his services as well and willing maybe to give something better than the Melbourne's got?
We are in discussions with other clubs in Melbourne, yes.
All right.
And that actually suits you too, doesn't it? Because, if you get a couple of clubs desperate, obviously Melbourne really have to match him, or the clubs have to convince Jake to go to that other club as well.
Yeah, look, it's, we understand, the industry and understand free agency, and free agency is about, providing players the opportunity after a period of time when they've given good service to a footy club that they can either go back home or they can go to a footy club of their choosing. But Jake is not in that position. He's he's given a 3-year service and so his service doesn't warrant that he gets to choose where he wants to go. We rightly sit here and go, we'll do with whoever provides Adelaide Footy Club the best offer.
What do you think he's worth, Brett?
I'm not going to go into the detail. That doesn't help, in the negotiations that we've got going on currently. So I'm not going to, put that forward in the public forum. What I'll say is that, we'll do what's in the best interest of Adelaide Footy Club, and our fans can be rest assured that the outcome will be what's best for our footy club.
A couple of other players. Charlie Cameron is still in contract. There's been some speculation that he may want to head to Brisbane. What's the latest on Charlie?
Yeah, that's just speculation at this stage. Charlie is contracted to our footy club in 2018, and unless we're informed otherwise, he will be staying with our footy club in 2018.
So he hasn't asked the question?
No, he hasn't.
We keep hearing Rory Sloane's name over here, Brett, and I'd be staggered if he leaves. He's obviously contracted until next year, but he does become a free agent next year.
Yeah, look, that's just this time of the year, as you know. The free agency started, the silly season, the trade period has kicked off, and so anyone that's out of contract at the end of 2018, particularly in the free agency bucket, will have their name mentioned. So we're very comfortable with where Sloane is at. He's the vice captain of our footy club and a very good player, and will be with us going forward.
Has anyone asked about Rory? Obviously, you don't want to give him up, but has anyone?
No, we haven't. And any discussions about Rory.
Let's tick through a few others. Bryce Gibbs, you had a good crack at him last year, didn't get the deal done. Are you planning to do the same this year?
Look, Bryce is a bit similar to Charlie. Bryce is a contracted player, and I'm not going to discuss players that are contracted at other clubs. Right now he's contracted Carlton for the next 2 years, and nothing changes there unless Carlton or him inform us otherwise.
What about Tommy Rockliffe? He's obviously a pretty good player. He wants to move on from Brisbane.
Look, we're not entertaining. You know, Tom come to our footy club at this stage. It's not the type of player we're looking for.
And just before we let you go, Brett, the wash up from the grand final loss. And I know that week to week you do your review and you have a look at it. Grand finals are different, obviously, where you know you got players going away on holidays and you've got other commitments. But in terms of reviewing the game, what's the process there?
Oh, we'll definitely review it. You know, it's you know, any game of footy is a learning opportunity. It's a learning opportunity from individuals to work out you know how they can get better and where they can get better, and more importantly, collectively as a team and as a footy club, you know, we'll review it to see where we get better. We obviously sit here extremely disappointed and shattered about the result. You know, we felt like we had a you know a very good season, gave us the best opportunity to win a premiership, but you know, we weren't able to get it done on the day. So we won't let that game define us, but we certainly you know we certainly look forward to. You know, pulling it apart, and as we do with not just the game, but our program and our schedule and our playing list and our staff, and making sure that we're looking for areas of continual improvement, so that we ultimately you know, get that last day in September and get the job done.
So Parky hasn't got the group over there. I know he probably would have said something after the game, but he hasn't got the group back at your premises.
We've got our players have got their exit meetings on Thursday, and we've got a team meeting on Friday. So yeah, we'll go through some reviews and absolutely you know look at areas to get better. So while it's fresh in the mind, we'll go through that. You know, the detail of it in terms of pulling it apart and that will happen at a later date. We've only got them for a little bit of time, and obviously you know with anything when you look at games. You obviously want to take away the learning so you can implement it the next week, and the next week is a long time away at the moment. So we'll reflect and capture what we need to, but yeah, definitely be rest assured that we'll look for to get better.
Thanks for having a chat, Brett.
Thanks, guys.
The Run Home with Ox and Marco. 3 till 7 weekdays on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.